You've got an option today. I can tell you the truth or make you feel good. I've opted to tell you the truth because that's what I do just about every day, all right? It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, can deer pass tuberculosis to people? That seems to be the indication from the CDC after a Michigan man got sick with TB after he handled a deer with the same disease. We'll talk about that. Two, what about Joe Biden and his ties to Ukraine and China? And what about his son getting mega deals from these countries, even though he knows little or nothing in the areas he was cashing in on? And number one, the president told the world he was sending attorney Bill Barr out to find the truth about the Mueller investigation. That's exactly what he is doing in pursuit of dishonest actors. And in a crazy turn of events, the Democrats are trying to impeach the president based on doing the right thing, which is searching for the truth and doing an investigation with his attorney general, Bill Barr. But first, we've got this in a bit of breaking news. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were golfing with two of the other executives from this Ukraine gas company in the Hamptons in August of 2014. Now, this is interesting considering Joe Biden has said he never discussed the business dealings with Burisma with his son Hunter. And yet, here they are pictured in a brand new photograph obtained by Tucker Carlson and Fox News of the foursome golfing just 3 months after Hunter and Devin Archer had joined the board of Burisma. So the picture is Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, and members of Burisma. And isn't it interesting that they never discussed business while on the golf course? Not once. They're here golfing and hanging out in the Hamptons with wealthy people, talking about cashing in, and yet somehow they never discussed any business dealings. If you believe that, man, have I got some land for sale for you. Now, let's get down to it, because here's what the big news was last night from the New York Times. That suddenly they had this revelation that Donald Trump had pressed the Australian president to investigate his political rivals. Well, no, that's not exactly right. What the president has done and said he was going to do back in May is reach out to our allies, the United Kingdom, Australia, Ukraine, Italy now, and ask for their assistance because their people and some people in their countries may have been involved in the meddling in the 2016 elections here in the United States. In fact, I want to make sure that you catch this and you don't miss a bit. Back to May 24th, this is what the president said to reporters on May 24th about the investigation involving Bill Barr, the attorney general. Here it is, bite number six. Go.
The attorney general is one of the most respected people in this country, and he has been for a long period of time. He's going to look at a lot of documents. Some he might find interesting, maybe he'll find none interesting. But for over a year, people have asked me to declassify. So what I've done is I've declassified everything. He can look, and I hope he looks at the UK, and I hope he looks at Australia, and I hope he looks at Ukraine. I hope he looks at everything, because there was a hoax that was perpetrated on our country. It's the greatest hoax. Excuse me. It's the greatest hoax probably in the history of our country, and somebody has to get to the bottom of it. We'll see. But for a long period of time, they've wanted me to declassify, and I did.
So the New York Times came out with what they thought was this bombshell report, of course. The Australian government quickly pushed back on it, saying, we cooperated. We weren't pushed to do anything. We're cooperating with one of our allies in an investigation. It's, in fact, quite routine. This is a perfectly normal thing, an appropriate action for a president to take in coordination with an attorney general. You involve the other intelligence agencies from other countries if you believe they can help. By the way, the Australian government will use its best endeavors to support your efforts in this matter, was written to the president and the attorney general. While Australia's former High Commissioner to the UK, the Honourable Alexander Downer, is no longer employed with the government, we stand ready to provide you with all relevant information and support your inquiries. That came to William Barr from the ambassador to Australia back on the 28th of May, 2019. All of this has been ongoing. This is all part of John Durham's efforts to get to the bottom of what happened with the Russia investigation, where it came from, who was involved, We know that Christopher Steele brought a lot of the dirt in the Steele dossier was mined in Ukraine. We know that Australia was involved because the claim has been made that it was an Australian diplomat that spoke to George Papadopoulos in a London beer house that triggered the whole investigation. I don't believe that, but that's what's been said. We also know that William Barr was recently in Italy asking for their help in the investigation. So there's some other components we're still not even aware of. It's all going to come out in John Durham's report, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, assigned by William Barr to dig through all of this. And the attempt now by the Democrats in this whole impeachment effort, let me tell you what it is. It's an effort to totally discredit William Barr. They're trying to make it appear as if William Barr is doing something unethical, illegal, being Donald Trump's lapdog. That's what they are trying to figure out. They're trying to figure out what's happening there, and they're trying to make sure they can completely discredit William Barr so that when the report comes out and shows connections not between Donald Trump and Ukraine and Donald Trump and Australia and the UK, but Democrats paying people like Christopher Steele for information out of Ukraine, that's what they're trying to get done right now, is to discredit everyone. And here's where it all went wrong for, here's what all went wrong for the Democrats. I'm going to give you this one more time because I want it to be crystal clear in your mind. Because back in April, the Attorney General shocked the Democrats, shocked the intelligence community, because he had the guts and the gall and the spine to say the truth to Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire in a Senate committee hearing. Here's the exchange from April 10th, 2019. Bite number four. Go.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that. I think it's my obligation. Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that.
They are trying their level best to discredit William Barr. That's a big part of this effort. Coming up on this program, we'll talk to Lara Trump about the ongoing efforts against her father-in-law. Liz Peek is next from Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Liz, great person to bounce this off from. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life. And in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.